Redskins fans podcast. On today's show, we talk about Dan Quinn, the Kingsbury signing, the Eric Bieniemy, and much more live with Aaron and Joe. Yo, what's up, John?
Yo.
Yellow cake. Yellow cake. Dan Quinn is a yellow cake.
Red cake, blue cake, black cake.
Welcome, everybody. Harry Hog Football, episode numero 601. As in 600 and...
Hulo! Dobson?
I think 600.
No, Reggie Roby.
Oh, yeah.
Reggie Roby.
All right. This is the 600 and Reggie Roby episode.
What's up, Reg?
We get to talk about a lot of things, like the aftermath of the Dan Quinn signing and the coordinators. First of all,
man.
I'd like to give out a shout out to our newest sponsor, Dairy Queen. Meet me at the DQ.
It's like one block from my house.
Do you ever go there?
Nope.
They take the blizzards and then they hold them upside down to show you that they're like thick.
We went there once. We got blizzards. It was a day that we did a yard sale.
Did they hold it upside down?
I don't remember. I just wanted to get back to the yard sale.
The word on the street, dude, is that on snow days where schools are closed, they give away free blizzards.
Okay.
Just keep that in mind since it's a block
give
away.
Give away free blizzards.
On days where the area schools are closed for snow, they'll give away free blizzards. That's what I hear. Anyway, enough about the DQ. Wait, we do need to talk about DQ. Derek, what's his name? Dan Quinn. All right, I gave some more thought about this after last week when I got talked off the ledge, and I'm not nearly as upset as I was because
you just hate the Cowboys, man.
Yeah, but I wanted an offensive guy. I wanted an offensive dude. I know our defense sucks too because we gutted ourselves and. I don't know. We just suck all around. But anyway, I wanted an offensive guy. I wanted an exciting offense to watch. And then I thought with Dan Quinn, I was like, okay, well, let's see who he can get as an offensive coordinator. And then people started kicking around Lip Licker, Chip Kelly.
Oh, geez, Lip Licker.
And I was going to have to quit the entire world if that happened.
Aaron was right back on that ledge. He was like, no!
I was like, no. That's how I was feeling about Dan Quinn. Every time they'd bring up, here's the candidates for the Commanders head coach, they'd be like, Ben Johnson and McDonald and whoever else and Quinn. And I'd be like, oh, no.
Like, we should have known something was up when John Kime from ESPN was just like, Dan Quinn had a second interview and they said it went really well. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, Ben Johnson done did us dirty, though. I'm forever not going to like
dirty,
that guy.
Dirty.
He's going to be on my...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
My crap list forever. It looks like Johnny Cassidy and pieces of people are hanging out over in the YouTube room, and I think Firefly is hanging out over in the Discord room on this lovely Wednesday evening.
Lovely Wednesday evening. So we got ourselves a good offense coordinator, I think. I think Cliff Kingsbury is a good offensive coordinator. He's had a lot of, I mean, he's worked with Pat Mahomes. He worked with Kyler Murray. We know that didn't work out in the end, but I mean, Kyler Murray's kind of weird. Cliff Kingsbury's probably kind of weird, but he's also worked with Caleb Williams. He worked with them last year at USC.
Yep.
Not South Carolina.
And I already called it, like, before we got Cliff Kingsbury, when I heard we were going for him, I was like, if we get him, dude, we're trading up to get Caleb Williams. I still think we're going to. If Cliff comes in and they're like, dude, give us the real scoop on this guy. You worked with him. Is he the generational talent that everyone says he is? Or is you think this other guy, Drake May or Jaden Daniels or whoever else Maybe is going to be just Daniels. As good? Is it worth trading the farm to get him, Cliff? And he would know because Cliff worked with him.
And Cliff also interviewed for the offensive coordinator job in Chicago.
And he had taken the Raiders job and reneged on it.
Did he really take it?
Yeah. He had agreed to take the job.
I never heard that. Oh, man.
The word on the street was that he was accepting that job. And then Magic Johnson, like, pulled him aside or called him and was like, hey, dude.
He's just Cliff.
If that job doesn't look 100% perfect. If it doesn't look 100% perfect over there in Las Vegas, you know.
There's a job in Washington. I'll give you 5 claps.
I'll give you 4 claps. We'll give you 3 claps. And anyway, so we are now uniquely positioned, regardless of Cliff Kingsbury's play calling abilities, which I think they're pretty good. I mean, his offenses are pretty pass happy, which we don't really like so much. But
well, they're not that pass happy though. Like, he runs the ball like way more than Eric Bieniemy did. A lot of people have been saying that. I'm just like, he's not really that pass happy. He's just like
the pundits say it. The pundits is who I got that info from. I haven't gone and studied.
I heard. I don't know about that.
Dude, regardless of who we get as quarterback, the word on the street is this dude is a quarterback whisperer. He's worked with all the dudes that you all the aforementioned dudes. So whoever we get as our young quarterback, or even Sam Howell, we've got a dude that can work with them. And as a matter of fact, I saw a thing where Patrick Mahomes was saying that something like. He works towards the player's strengths that they have. He looks at their strengths.
Are you trying to tell me that he's a coach that actually works with the players he has and says, okay, these are your strengths. This is what we'll work towards. These are your weaknesses. This is what we will not work towards. Are you trying to tell me that this is actually what some coaches really do? Because we have no idea in Washington.
That's the word. Dude, that's the word on the street.
Golly, that's so frustrating when you're just like Eric Bieniemy, he threw the ball 70%. Like, Sam Howell threw the ball more than anybody else in the NFL in the entire year, as a rookie.
Yeah. He had played one game prior.
That's nuts.
Let's see, we got some other people joining the chat room over in Discord. Chen in Nova Scotia, I see him in there, and Taylor Bud Lighty Goat is also in the chat room. So welcome. Pieces of People says HTTR. Hail to the Redskins to you, dude. I do have to say this. The other night, I was in a bad way, mentally, before we got Cliff Kingsbury. So you know what I do when I get depressed?
You get a beer.
Nope. I turned on YouTube, full game, Super Bowl 22, and watched until halftime. And
that's a good place to be.
That second quarter will never be replicated. I'm sorry. It will never be replicated. It will go down until way after I die as the best quarter in Redskins history.
100%. I watched that game. at the cinema and draft house that was near your house.
Mm-hmm. I used to ride my bike up there a lot when I was a kid. They let kids in during the day, if you're wondering.
they did during the day, and there were a few video games and stuff in there as well.
Yeah.
But that day, they were showing the Super Bowl, and it was all Redskins fans on the ground floor. It was a small balcony, and all the Broncos fans, like five of them, were sitting up there. And it was so loud up there for the first quarter.
Yep. Boy. Did you see them in the third quarter? Did they come back after halftime?
Oh, the fans. I was like, yeah, they were still there, but they were quiet. They were very, very quiet. I mean, they had such a great first quarter, and we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot, and then Doug Williams' knee almost blew up.
Yep. But they just rubbed dirt on it back then. Back then, they just rubbed dirt on stuff and got back in. Oh, you tweaked your knee? Rub some dirt on it. Who else got injured? I think Barry Wilburn got injured. Rub some dirt on it. Get back in there, dude. No, yeah. Was it him?
Tell them about what you saw on the very first play of the game.
Oh, my gosh, dudes. If you got, first of all, the full game, if you haven't seen it, the full game is on YouTube, and it's put on there by NFL. It's not even like some dodgy thing. It's seriously the full entire game. They're not cutting like play to play. They have all the cheesy announcing from like Dan Crappy Deerdorf, Frank Gifford, and Al Michaels. But there's so many watching it. I was like, dude, that's a penalty. Dude, that's a penalty.
It's so amazing how much rougher it was back in the day.
The first play of the game, I think it was Ricky Sanders returned the kick, and one of my dogs is barking. That means the other one's about to. I need to find the mute for when that happens. But anyway, so the first play of the game, Ricky Sanders is returning the kick. He's like 4 yards out of bounds. This dude comes flying in. Knocks the ref like 10 feet and then tackles Ricky Sanders and emphatically like throws his head towards the ground. And you know what they did? They got up and they ran to the huddle. And you know what the announcer said? Nothing. Nothing.
This was technically 1988, January 88. This is the 87 season. And now, I mean, what is it, like 26 years later?
It's a long time later, dude. It's like 58 years later. But anyway, whenever I feel bad, I go watch Super Bowl 22. Well, just the first half, because the second half was just formalities. And before the podcast, we were talking how Dan Quinn in his conference was like, this isn't a rebuild. It's a... What did he say? It's a... retooling or something. I forget what he said.
Yeah.
So it was basically like, it's a really retooling. It's not going to take forever. And I was like, yeah, you know how long it took Joe Gibbs in Super Bowl 22? One quarter.
One quarter.
One quarter to figure it out. Oh, man, I love that game. It's so pathetic. It shows how pathetic I am, dude. I'm going back and watching games from like freaking... I can't even count the number of years.
The last time we were winning Super Bowls, I mean, those are the best games of our lives.
Yeah, I want that to change, and we'll see if Dan Quinn can do something.
Quinn.
I know you didn't watch the full presser, but you got the...
I got the highlights.
Highlights. What did you think about his... I guess what you heard from that.
He sounds like he's ready to go. He sounds like he's ready to go right now.
Yeah, this dude seems sounds
to be all like he sounds buddy pumped. Buddy with each other.
He seems pumped. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he totally seems pumped.
He's pumped, and you know, all the players, like former players, and all those people seem to love this dude. So that's cool. Let's just hope that he has a better head coaching record than the last time out.
Well, I mean, he himself said during that time. Let me see if I can find where it was. Where did I see that? I read it somewhere. Basically, he was just like, if I can do this again, I know exactly how I'm going to change what I did the first time. I just need one more shot at being a head coach so I can fix everything I didn't do the first time. So, yeah. I mean, dude's got a plan, you know?
Yeah.
He's certainly got a plan.
So we talked about Cliff Kingsbury, and we'll talk more about his Caleb Williams connection here in a little bit. But the other dude that he's bringing in from Dallas, defensive coordinator, his name is Witt?
Joe Witt Jr.
Joe Witt Jr. Who I believe has kind of followed him around for a while. Is that right?
He's been with him since part of his time in Atlanta and went to Dallas with him, and now he's coming to Washington. And that means he's been, as we know now, but we knew he had to be promoted. Like, when you get someone from another team, you have to promote them or they can deny you the chance to interview him. Just like we found out today that Dan Quinn Quinn did not get an interview with the tight ends coach because I guess he was going to bring him in as the tight ends coach. And Dallas was like, we don't want to lose any more coaches to you guys.
Dude, I got an idea. Quinny Quinn Quinn, make up a phony baloney job title. He's going to be assistant head coach tight ends.
Yeah, right.
Assistant to the head coach.
Assistant to the defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator or something. Who knows?
Offensive, almost offensive lineman passing coordinator.
Well, dude. Now that we know that we got those guys, you know who's gone officially, super gone. So gone that he's back in Kansas City, apparently helping with the Super Bowl prep.
Eric Bieniemy.
Eric Bieniemy
of my enemy is my friend.
Come on,
dude! I can't believe he's back in Kansas City already. Like for this week.
I guess he's really in Vegas with everybody.
Dude, hold on. If they hire him and they win the Super Bowl, does he get a ring for being there for, like, what day is this? 4 days? Will he get another ring for that? I'd be like, I'll come help you guys out, but you got to give me a ring if we win.
You don't even need to pay me right now.
Dude, look at this. Shanny is in the chat room now, and he's saying that... let's see. Let me get it on here.
Ooh. He says that Joe Witt Jr., who sounds like he should be playing like blues guitar, declined an interview to be the defensive coordinator in Dallas.
Dang, dudes. Dallas.
Trim.
In other words, he doesn't want to work for Ron Rivera, who's apparently in the running for the job there, right? Unless they hired someone today. I didn't really look.
I don't know.
But yeah, he's been in for interviews. Ron Rivera. Imagine if they traded places, dude.
Oh, man. That's what we were saying about Philadelphia, too. But I think it's probably the same. I mean, it was a pipe dream that he was going to get hired by anybody, really.
Dude, you have two dudes on Dallas' sidelines with their mouth all agape. What's their name? What's the other guy? The big dude? The big redneck-looking dude?
Mike McCarthy?
He'll be over there with his mouth all agape. And and if they and maybe they can also sign Chip Kelly over there. They can sign Chip Kelly and then they'll be like and you used to call him Jabba the Hutt, I remember.
I did call him Jabba the Hutt.
Henry, sit down, dog. Sit down. Anyway, we digress. Let's get back into this. Witt Jr. Well,
yeah, Joe Witt Jr.
He spurred, is that the word? Spurned Dallas?
Spurned Dallas.
Is that the word?
Quinny Quinn.
Seems like the wrong word, but yes, you know what I mean?
Well, dude, I mean, in that place, who has the final say? Jerry Jones has the final say on all football. He's the general manager, literally.
And his son.
And his son. So they're probably like, this guy can't even like change his own diapers. We don't trust his acumen with the draft and stuff. I'm going to go to Washington where they're actually going to let basketball people run the draft.
Basketball guys.
basketball guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said this earlier or last week. I think we may have dodged a bullet with this whole Ben Johnson thing. I don't think he's cut out to be he's not cut out to be a head coach. I don't think he has the personality, and he obviously doesn't have the social skills or social graces.
Social graces.
Apparently, what's his face? Adam Schefter like went off on Ben Johnson on the Pat McAfee show about how he handled that. What did I say? McAfee show. McAfee. Whatever. He went off on his show about how McAfee. Ben Johnson like totally like screwed us over on that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's something too, because I mean that dude's basically a shill mouthpiece for the NFL. He's just the guy that gets most of the stuff right because he's the shill mouthpiece of the NFL.
Yeah. I don't know how
when someone comes along and does something that Ben Johnson just did, he's not going to like that.
Nope. Going back to Cliff Kingsbury, when I saw that potential signing over Chip Kelly,
mm-hmm.
I got pretty excited because I was like, all right, this might be okay. What do you got? Quinny Quinn Quinn, who has proven that he knows how to run a defense. And he has the social ability to, you know, lead the team and get along with the players and all that. But then he's not going to have to call the defense because he's already trained this dude up for multiple years that knows what kind of defense he wants him to run. So it's like he's got a dude covering that for him. And then we got Cliff running the offense. And he's the quarterback whisperer. So whoever we get, I think we're in good shape, so I'm feeling a lot better about that. And you mentioned it earlier. Dude worked with Caleb Williams this year.
This past year, he worked with him. He was on the sideline with Caleb Williams, was crybaby in his mom's lap.
Caleb Williams posted as soon as, before I even knew that Cliff Kingsbury made the team or was signed, he posted a picture of him on Twitter in a Redskins shirt, and it was like not himself. He posted a picture of Cliff, like right, superimposed with a Redskins shirt, and it said something like "Congratulations to my dog" or something like that.
How about that?
This dude. I mean, I called it out in the Discord room. I was like, if we get Cliff Kingsbury, we're trading up for this dude. And I still believe it. The question is, what would you trade up for this guy if Cliff came in and said, yes, you want to get him? He's the second coming of Pat Mahomes here. I've worked with both of them closely. If he was adamant about it, what would you trade if he was that adamant about this guy being the real deal?
This year's number one, next year's number one, a second and a third. And then hopefully no one will try to trump that. But I can almost guarantee it's not going to be just Washington. It's going to be
New England.
New England's probably going to go in on it.
The Bears themselves might just want him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I saw something today that says something like Justin Fields and like a second round pick going to Atlanta. No. It was Justin Fields was going to be traded, quote unquote. This was a rumor, but someone thought it was real. Was getting traded to Atlanta for like a second round pick and Kyle Pitts. And I was like, this dude is like, I wouldn't give you a seventh round pick compensatory pick. Like, for that Justin Fields guy, who wants him as a quarterback?
Dude, the Bears
they're
fans.
They're 100% going to take him. They're 100% going to take him in Chicago, unless someone trades up and gives like a king's ransom for this. It's probably going to take three first round picks. Remember RG3.
Yeah. Now we were trading up from six for that. And there is the, like, I know how I keep talking about the whole draft capital board and like how the coaches use this, but it doesn't matter if you've got five teams gunning for that pick, like you were saying. Yeah. So supposedly the draft capital would be the same. Our second pick and our 40th pick would be more draft capital than that first overall pick. But like you said, it's not. It's going to cost more than that.
It's absolutely. One year, Mike Ditka gave us the entire Saints draft to move up to the first pick.
Yeah. Dude, X-Factor, you have to listen to the caveat here. The caveat is Cliff Kingsbury, because X-Factor is saying, for those listening, X-Factor is saying he would not trade up anything for Caleb Williams.
Right, yeah.
The caveat is Cliff Kingsbury comes in, tells these dudes, I've worked with Pat Mahomes. I've worked with this dude this year. He's the real deal. He's as good as, better than people say. That is the caveat of what you would give to trade up if that guy said that. Because he holds the key. This is why it's a huge signing. Because he could also say the other way and be like, he's not that good. Let's just get Drake May or Jaden Daniels and we'll be fine. This guy's a head case and we don't want him. We don't want the headache here. He holds the key to if we want that guy or not. And I would trust him more than any pundits or anyone else because he's worked with them.
Yeah.
And Pat Mahomes to compare it with.
And Kyler Murray.
And Kyler Murray.
And Baker Mayfield.
That's why I think it was such a huge signing. Such a huge signing for that guy.
Yeah, it really is. And it's going to be – we're going to hear every possible reason for us to go for this and not to go for this over the next – what is it, like 2.5 months now?
Yep.
Oh, it's going to be exhausting.
It's going to be exhausting.
Will the Redskins or the Commanders – trade up.
I think New England
trade up. Are the Commanders going to go for Marvin Harrison III? Are they going to go for Jaden Daniels instead at number two? Just hang out.
I think for us to get that pick, it like you said, it's going to take our first round, at least one of our second rounds, probably a third round, and our first round next year.
At least. And I would say probably they're probably going to get an offer from someone in like the sixth spot, kind of like we were with RG3, who's just like three first-round picks.
They're going to have to trade a lot more than we are, though, because we have the second pick. So New England is the one that could really go on up there.
Yeah, that's the one.
Die Easy Skins fans, again, this is with the caveat that Kingsbury comes in and tells everyone – that this dude is as good as advertised. That is the caveat. Because I can sit here and look at film and this and that. And Kenny Ken and Cannon can sit there and look at all the film of all these guys and give his impression. But he's not with the dude on the sideline in practices every day.
We have his coach as his coach last year as our offensive coordinator. So if he says we need to trade the farm for him, that he thinks he's going to win us a Super Bowl, that he thinks he's Pat Mahomes type of material, then we need to get him.
I agree.
I mean, when they drafted Pat Mahomes, people in Kansas City, some people were just like, what the hey? It's like when Stephon Curry was drafted by Golden State, people were like, what? Who is that guy? People like me knew because we used to watch Davidson play against our alma mater, Elon. And we watched him like totally destroy Elon in the last 2 minutes and we were up by like 13 points. We knew he was a real deal.
Caveat. Chin in Nova Scotia had to hear it. He had to hear it a few more times.
Caveat.
Die Easy Skins fan. Caleb was his worst with Cliff. Okay. Well, you know. I think Cliff was the advisor. And what was his touchdown to interception ratio in that season? It was still pretty dang good, I believe.
Josh, do you have the stats?
Dude.
Josh does not have the stats.
Pilar?
Doug, what is it? We are the Commanders.
Man, I saw Jason Wright in that introduction thing for Dan Quinn and Quinn too, man.
Oh, I did too. I was like, why is he still hanging around like a dingleberry? That dude needs to be gone.
Like a dingleberry, man.
It's like, dude, get out of here.
Yeah.
We don't need you. And did you hear him kind of like fix the glitch in the press conference when they were asking about Eric Bieniemy, like what's going on with him? And they were basically like, "Oh yeah, he's a great coach. He's not going to be here," or something like that. And I was like, "Did anyone Andy tell Reed him?" Just said this,
Andy Reid just. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not. No, well, I don't know. If he said that, then he probably did. Like even Andy Reid said the same thing. That Bieniemy is there helping him. He's like, "I'm obviously a big fan of his, and I know the things he can do."
We are the Commanders.
Oh my gosh. All right, yeah, it's going to be an interesting few months. Are we, if we were to trade up, by the way, I don't know all the rules. They could do that, I'm guessing, after the Super Bowl, after the league ending, whatever it is. They could just start calling up the Bears like straight away, right? They don't have to do it like on draft day.
Oh, no. You can try to like situate it beforehand. That'll be like the 2 months or so that we're going to go through where everyone's going to say this, that, the other thing. And it's just going to be exhausting to go through. I can't wait for us to get to that day and actually make whatever they think is a good decision. And hopefully we'll get this coaching staff and back room and everybody will get us like finally getting out of this Dan Snyder hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally. Still can't believe I lived to this point. Unbelievable. Cut!
Speaking of, what is Josh Harris doing now? He's hired his GM. He's hired his head coach. He's hired offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. He needs to get this name changed. That's the next thing on your list, dude.
That's it, dude. That's it right there.
They don't need you to pick players for the draft. They need you to get the name changed. They need to get the colors right. They need to get the stadium going. That's what we need.
I'm looking at Caleb Williams' stats.
Yeah.
College stats. This year at USC, his rate, whatever his rate is supposed to be, I don't know what that exactly is.
Rate. Is that RTG? But his rate
It's
rate. Okay, what was it? Sorry, I interrupted you.
It's like 170. No, I don't know, dude. It's like 170.1.
His
as
rate.
Opposed to 168.5 the year before. I don't know. Is this on like sportsreference.com?
Maybe that's his quarterback.
He threw less
rating.
Touchdowns his second year there than his first year, but he was rated higher.
Okay.
Huh.
What was his touchdown to interception ratio?
This year, this last year was 30-5. Last year was 42-5.
All right, talk amongst yourself. I got to let the dog out of this room before she barks.
Who let the dogs out? Aaron. A-A-R-N. Who let the dogs out? Aaron. So I don't know if... Oh, there they go. Yeah, I don't want to go too much into the stats because I don't really care that much. I'm excited for him. I'm excited what he's going to bring, and I like the fact that he is that he's looked at his past mistakes, 28-3, and he owns up to it, and he says hopefully this time he's going to do better. That's his plan. But I mean, as much as you want him to do well, there's always going to be 28-3. Like, he's got to win a Super Bowl for him to beat that, or else he's going to be a failure. So, what? There's a lot of tackles. Yeah.
Me? You can, but I don't know if they could. Was my
I
mic
can.
off that whole time? Because I forgot to unmute it.
Yeah,
Oh, I don't.
I
They didn't hear anything that I said, so it's probably better anyway. It was not wise.
was off the whole time. I'm sitting
Anyway.
here listening to
What was I saying?
it.
Oh, about back to the whole draft thing. I don't know.
There's a lot of there's good quarterbacks, there's good offensive linemen, especially tackles. There's at least a few wide receivers up at the top. So,
Dude, Chin in Nova Scotia is saying that they can't hear me in Discord. If he's lying, he's about to get banned. He's about to get banned, dude. Oh, now I've got kids coming in, so I might be muting it again. Anyway.
live.
Live with Aaron and John. Oh, now John's not working? All right, Chin is getting banned
How
for
am I not
lying.
working? How am I not
He's
working?
spreading BR, dude, and he's about to get banned for 60 seconds. So, you know what? I
I've
hope he
heard you
enjoys
the
it.
whole time, Aaron. Hey, there's Kenny Ken.
I think he's gonna get a timeout here.
He may also just be behind. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's getting the benefit of the doubt. Kenny Ken's in here? Well, he can weigh in on everything that we've said. I'm sure he has a lot of things to say about it. Kenny Ken is driving. We were basically talking about your dog, Caleb Williams, and what people would trade for him to move up for him if the caveat here, it's the name of this episode, the caveat. The caveat
Caveat.
is that Cliff Kingsbury came in and said, I've worked with this guy and he's the next Pat Mahomes. You should trade whatever it takes. What you would give up?
I've worked with this guy and he's the next Achilles Smith.
He's the next Jamarcus Russell. He's the
Don't want this
next.
guy. His mom is everywhere with him and she's annoying. I don't know. It could be something as weird as that.
Why is Kenny bias? Because he's from Canada? Did he go to USC?
University of Southern
Saskatchewan.
Southern Saskatchewan.
Oh, anyway.
Anyway,
What
what
else do
else?
we want to talk about before, because we're rambling at this point. And
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think things are going well. I think we're going to hear a lot more about coaching. I'm really glad that Quinn really got like on the ball and got his offensive coordinator like before the weekend was over. He signed it by Sunday night. That's
Yeah.
really good. Didn't wait until like Monday morning for the work day or anything like weird like that. It's jobs 24/7, son. So and then we'll see him go through the I'm sure we're probably going to hear, I don't know if we'll hear much of it throughout the rest of this week, but next week we're going to hear everything because the Super Bowl will be done. Everyone will be hired. Jennifer King will get stepped up to like running backs coach. It'll be great.
I thought
And
she already
Carolina's
was the running backs coach.
she's the assistant running backs coach.
Oh yeah, she needs to get stepped up. Anyway, it'll be very nice once they have enough time to have Quinny Quinn Quinn around the clubhouse long enough to get enough images of him so we don't have to see him posted in like Dallas attire, because that makes me ill every time.
Have you seen? I think it was actually, I think it was a tweet from the actual Washington Commanders website. And all they did was put a hat, like have a hat on the table backwards. So you read Washington, which is along the back of the hat.
Yeah,
That was it.
There's only two reasons to wear your head.
You're gonna hate you. Unless this guy wins the Super Bowl, you're just gonna hate him.
I'm trying not to going into this, but
28-3. You always have to remember that.
28-3, like the lead that he lost. Is that what you're talking about?
28-3. Yeah. Yes.
I thought you meant he was 28-3, and I was like, no, he's not. No, he wasn't. He had like a losing head coach record.
Probably.
He did. Ron Rivera had a better record than him, I think.
You think, or do you know?
I heard it from the pundits. Like a few games better or something. But how hilarious is it going to be, though, if they do trade spots? Dallas's defense is going to go down the drain with Ron Rivera there. All of a sudden, they're going to just suck. I mean, they're going to be bad. And he's going to.
It cracks me up that you just keep saying that Ron Rivera's already there and he's not even going to get hired there.
Well, if he did, it would be funny.
No one's going to hire him. He sucks.
Jerry Jones might.
We need to get Ron Rivera in here. He's quiet. He listens to me. Unlike you, son. Oh, come on, Dad.
Chin, growth and development.
Come on, tell me what I did.
Growth and development.
Growth and development, man. Gosh. Position flex. That one. Oh, my God.
That's another Ronism. Position flex. You know what they say?
Tenure is going to be like equated with the mid to late 90s with our awful, awful, awful drafting. Awful drafting.
Dude, here's my word about position flex. You know what they say about a jack of all trades? Master of none.
Yeah, they're not good at anything. They're not good at anything. They're just adequate all the way around.
Yeah, otherwise the saying is known as master of none.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Is it? What is it?
Jack of all trades is a master of none.
But a master of none. Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah.
Heck yes, Firefly is right.
Firefly is right.
Anyway, I guess we'll let these guys go ahead and continue debating in our Discord room. And in fact, if you want to join the debate, you can join there at tinyurl.com/HarryHF.
HARRY.
You can also give us a call on our hog line, just a local call to Washington, D.C., 202-735-1788. Send us an email, hhfpodcast@gmail.com.
Aaron, where's the music?
Oh, I didn't know we were rounding it out, but I guess, yeah, we should probably. But
yeah, I guess so.
Just never forget.
There we go.
Never
there
forget.
We are the commanders.
Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha
ha! Ha! I'd like to give a shout out to all of our friends in all the different chat rooms, YouTube and Discord, Die Easy Skins Fan, Chen in Nova Scotia, Firefly, Kenny Ken in Canada, Taylor Bud Lighty Goat,
Picking Ben Johnson.
Kick. Who else is in there that I missed?
I don't know, there's a few people in there. We always miss somebody every time, so if we ever miss you, do not press.
Someone was in there. It's not in here too often. Who was it? Pieces of People or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway. Shani was in here. Thank you. Yeah, Shani's coming around.
17.
I didn't see C-Jack in here. X-Factor 357. Thank you for reminding me.
There you go. You got it.
AKA Johnny Cassidy. He's in both chat rooms at once. Couldn't get enough, I guess. Anyway, we'll talk to you next time we do a podcast, which is probably going to be the next time something interesting happens with the team.
Maybe next week, maybe the week after. We'll see how the coaches go.
We'll see.
Position coaches.
Position flex. And if Jennifer King gets her much needed promotion, we will definitely have a special podcast.
All right, man.
We'll talk to you guys later. Hail to the Redskins. And if you see a Cowboys fan,
oh, you know what to do.
Joker!
I'll take that, coach. And I'll take that, coach. And I'll take that, coach. I can't have tight ends, coach. What the hey?